I don't know. Tell me about caramel puffs.
Caramel puffs is some of the things that it got a yellow filling inside when you bite into them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you just get it all off in your mouth and just eat it all up. It tastes pretty good when they're cold, but when they're not cold, they don't taste too hot, man, because I just like them cold. Sometimes they have lemon filling in, inside
uh-huh.
of it.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm calling for. Or they might have that cornbread cake. I don't like that Mexico stuff. I don't, you know, care too much for that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they got everything now, 24 hours a day.
Yeah. Do you have a name for them if they're long and twisted kind
of? Oh, yeah, the twisters. That's one of my kind of good at eating right there.
Yeah.
Get a good glass of big milk, sit down and drink.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real good.
What do you call them if they're just long and flat and straight, just like that kind
of? Long and flat?
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean, about that thick. Just long like that.
Oh, them.
Do you have a name for that?
No, I have a name for it, but I mean, it's a name for it, but I don't got the name, because I know I've seen someone like that, they straighten it, had strawberries in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
Yeah.
I forgot you call it.
Okay, have you ever seen any, that's just, you just take donut dough and you just put it in the fat like that and you don't make a hole in it? Would you call that anything?
You just put it inside the fat?
Yeah, they fry it in grease, I mean, you know.
Oh.
But they don't fry it. They don't make a hole in it.
They don't make a... Yeah. What do you call that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you have a name for it?
Cupcake.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever seen a donut that's fried, you know, it's just like a regular donut, and it has three little strips across the hole like that?
No way. I've never seen that like that.
Me either. What do you sometimes have for breakfast in the morning? And you have molasses or syrup or something like that on them?
Pancakes.
Okay. Let's see. You might go to the store to buy a flour?
Two sacks of flour.
Okay, and they'd be what each? They'd weigh how much each?
About 2 pounds each.
Okay. Oh, what is that stuff that you use to make bread rise? It's not baking powder, it's not soda. It comes in a little package and it's dry and granulated.
To make it rise?
Mm-hmm.
All I can think of is shake and bake. That mm-hmm. kind of stuff that you make cake and stuff rise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the two parts of an egg?
The yolk and the gluey.
And the what?
The gluey.
Okay, I like that. what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Okay. If you cook them in hot water, you'd say you have hard, what?
Boiled eggs.
Okay. If you crack them and just let them fall out into the water, and water's going around, what kind of egg is that?
What would you call that kind of egg?
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the salt cured or sugar cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Bacon, baked fat.
Okay. What if it didn't have any lean to it and it was just all fat? Would you call it anything different?
Fat.
Okay. What if it was all, if it was lean and didn't have much fat, what would you call it? Anything different?
No.
Okay. If you cut down the side of a hog, what do you call that you cut off?
Well, do you call the side of it?
Uh-huh.
The ribs?
Okay. What do you call the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
Okay. Now what do you call the outside edge of the bacon?
The outside?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes it's kind of hard and you have to cut it off.
Sometimes it's kind of hard and you gotta cut it off. Off of what?
Off of the bacon, so you know, you can, before you can fry it, so you can eat it.
Fat.
Okay.